Blog Talk Radio.
Listening to the Not Just Wrestling Show with your hosts, Mr. Pete and the Generic Dude.
We are back. Welcome back, folks. Not Just Wrestling is now on the air. Mr. Generic Dude, how you doing out there?
Let me tell you something, sir. Today's the day. Today's the day that we expose it, man. We have to expose it. It's a controversy. It's relationships. We all go through it, but...
Yes, sir.
There's bad.
Well, first and foremost, how's my audio today?
You're pretty good, sir. You're pretty good. How's my audio?
Oh, you're perfect. You're perfect. Coming in loud and clear.
I'm perfect.
The intro.
I've been walking around trying to, perfect my epic voice. I don't know.
Okay.
I had a shot of Fireball. Fireball is pretty
awesome.
Yeah, so
today we're
gonna
fucking
get some
finished.
Epic voice.
I just finished a fucking Jamaica Me Happy Seagrams. Yeah, I know, manly drink, but
Jamaican. I know what you're saying when you're talking Jamaican, because I'm over
Jamaican.
Here. I had a little bit of Jamaican before, a little puff there. That's what the generic dude does.
Puff pass, my dude. Puff pass.
Only three, though. Only three and fly, because if you go past three, now we have a problem. Now you have to pay me some money.
Now it's our bedtime. And that intro song was Gangsta Love Sick. It definitely goes with the topic that we're going to be getting into later today. Relationships and all the bullshit that go with it.
Relationships
that's our main
or relationships relationships is the shit that you go through when you're in a relationship. I think Eminem said that once.
Yeah, he definitely did. And he went through some shit. Just look through the catalog. He done fell in love, had babies, killed the bitch in a song, all kinds of shit.
Oh, yeah. Killed her, put her in a bag, drugged her body, had her kids talking about, Daddy, what is that on your shirt? I love that song.
Hell yeah. So what's going on, sir? It's been 2 weeks since we've been here. I took July 4th off because who the hell's going to sit in the house and listen to a podcast on the holiday?
I would hope that everyone is out eating burgers and hot dogs and enjoying the beach and not being a homebody. And enjoy your July 4th. Celebrate America, you know, good old America, even though it is what it is. We got a lot of stuff in the news and a lot of things happening. But, I mean, we're here and we're living, so it is what it is.
Yes, sir. So let's get into the past couple weeks that we missed in wrestling. What's been going on?
I mean, what's up? We got Raw from a couple weeks ago, and Raw starts out with Seth Rollins, and he's trying to get back in the good graces of J&J and Kane because they had shunned him before. Like, nah, you're way too cocky, bro. I ain't messing with you no more. But he gets him back, and then he gives him, he gives him Apple Watches. He sends Kane on a vacation. And then he gives J&J a beautiful red Cadillac. I mean, that shit had me dying, bro.
With the camo trim on it.
And then the next week they come and they got it with the camo trim and they got the pipe all different. It's like, wow. They put J&J on the back with the letters. Shit had me dying.
Yeah, it was hilarious. They got the best of Brock Lesnar. And,
yes,
you know, the
did.
Beast was definitely going to come back, and we all saw what he did to that nice red Cadillac on Monday.
Oh, yeah. He destroyed that car. Vince straight up just gave, like, $45,000 and just pissed on it because that's what happened. You know he had to buy that car.
That's basically what he did.
Yeah.
That's basically what he did. A couple axe shots, busted windows, ripped door off, put Joey Mercury basically through the windshield.
Yeah, he's going a little bit hard on J&J. Like, he be fucking them up.
Yeah, I mean, he break Jamie Noble's ribs?
Yeah, he broke Jamie
already?
Noble's ribs. But Jamie Noble's a motherfucking trooper, man, because he was back in that ring, like, the next week and, like, kicking him while he was down and shit, because it was the next week, I think, after that, which would have been 2 weeks ago, I'm pretty sure. That they got the best of him, and he's in there holding his ribs, but he's kicking him and shit. Man, Jamie Noble's a trooper, yo.
And then the botched arm move, and now I heard his arm is all fucked up now. So Jamie Noble's definitely a trooper.
Yeah, he really is. I mean, Raw 2 weeks ago, Mark Henry versus Big Show. Big Show won.
Yeah.
Ryback versus Miz. That's when Miz ran out the ring and didn't want to fight him no more. So Ryback won by a count out. It's like, I have no investment whatsoever in the whole Ryback Big Show Miz thing.
Yeah, I can care less as well. Like, I watch Raw basically for Kevin Owens, Brock Lesnar, Seth Rollins, The Authority, pretty much. Basically, that's it. I care. That's what I care about on Raw. The rest is just filler. The whole Rusev. I mean, adding Summer Rae to that little mix was cool because now you can have the mixed tag team matches and all that other bullshit. But the rest of it,
yeah,
even the Reigns, why
Lana finally got physical. Yeah, Lana, like, she's been there for a minute. One thing I'll say, Lana and Ziggler have no chemistry.
Zero. Absolutely.
It's almost horrible, their chemistry, and you can just fucking tell that they're faking it. I mean, even like Lana and Rusev, obviously they're together in real life, so they would have natural chemistry, but you just saw it. Like her and fucking Ziggler, their kisses seem whack. Like, get out of here. Nobody believes that shit.
Yeah, just typical nonsensical wrestling acting. And eventually I think she'll go back to Rusev, then we'll get the Rusev face turn. And all that comes with it.
I guess. And then he'll be dancing, right?
And then he'll be in TNA. That's how it works out.
And then he'll be in TNA.
That's how it works out. You go from the monster heel to the dancer to getting your just due release future endeavor off to TNA, where you become EC's bodyguard.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the ring, Vladimir Makarov.
Vladimir Makarov. Oh, that's
horrible. I mean, we got so Paige and her whole battle against the Bellas, and now the Bellas got Alicia Fox on the squad. So now it's a three-chick squad, and Paige is basically outnumbered no matter what she does, no matter what match she's in. They're interfering, and they're making it hell for her. So the whole thing is, well, I think Paige is going to bring up Charlotte or Sasha Banks or maybe
Charlotte's
both of them.
Charlotte's due.
She's been due for a while, I'll say that, and it's going to be amazing, bro.
She's due to come up. Maybe they will. I mean, Sasha's due, too, also, so you never know. You can get both, even up the odds, SummerSlam, three-way.
Let me just say something about Sasha Banks real quick on this podcast. Sasha Banks, I remember watching Sasha Banks in 2012 on NXT. She was whack. She had no character. She was horrible in the ring. And I'm just sitting there looking at it like, okay, well, the only reason she's in WWE is because she has some affiliation with Snoop Dogg. And Snoop likes WWE. So,
yeah, Snoop's are, basically Snoop's her cousin.
Yeah, pretty much. So, you know, to watch her, because I was watching NXT religiously even back then, to watch her evolve into what she's become, I swear, son, she comes down to the ring and I feel like her father.
I'm just proud.
I'm so proud. Like, my daughter is doing it. I'm so happy for her. I just want to give her a hug. It's so fucking dope. And she's going to be dope when she comes up.
Exactly. And she can actually wrestle on, like, most of the current crop of broads that are up there now. Pardon my French.
Crop of broads.
Because the main roster wrestler, women wrestlers, they're broads. The ones down in NXT, those are fucking wrestlers. Male, female, okay. They're fucking wrestlers. Those chicks throw down.
They got some serious, they got Sarah Del Rey as their coach. I know a lot of people probably don't know who in the hell is Sarah Del Rey, but just know that she means something to the wrestling business, especially for women's wrestling. And
yeah, she was one of the best female wrestlers of all time. And and the funny thing is she's not even, I don't even think she's 35 yet. But
yeah, she
she's
looks,
a little too old
she
for
looks
them.
37.
Yeah, she's a little too old for them.
Go on Wikipedia and look up Sarah Del Rey. She looks
well,
like
let me
she's
tell you
had it, bro.
Cesaro's happy with that, I tell you that.
Oh, really? That's Cesaro.
That's Cesaro's piece. He's the Swiss Superman is knocking that down every night. You like
really?
That, huh? You like that, huh?
Ah, interesting. Cesaro be
Keep
giving
those
that
girls
to
the wrestling.
Be doing the, I bet you he'd be doing the swing. Like, let's go, baby. One, two.
You teach them girls to wrestle, then you come home and wrestle me.
You come home, you wrestle me. You wrestle my penis.
But yeah, that's why
it was that.
Beast in the East, little mini special that was on the 4th, 5:30 in the fucking morning, live from Japan.
That was the best thing that happened the past 2 weeks.
Yeah, that was actually a really good. For the show was a small show, a couple matches, but it was really good. Jericho went on Neville, tore it down.
Oh yeah.
Then you
I
had
like how they gave a nod to Jericho's actual move, because you know when Jericho came to the WWE, essentially he changed the Lion Tamer to where he's doing the Boston Crab, but he has you a little bit more vertical lifted and his knee into your back, and it was called the Lion Tamer. And everybody, you know, if you're a true wrestling fan, you know that shit. But he came to WWE and they called it the Walls of Jericho and he just did a simple Boston Crab. But
yes.
They gave him a nod to that in that match. That was dope.
Okay, yeah. And what else was on that card? We had Cena and, what was it? Cena Ziggler,
Barrett Kane.
Yawn.
Yeah.
But. You got to throw the nonsense in there. Then we had the phenomenal NXT
should've
heavyweight
went on
title
last.
Match. Exactly.
Should have went on last. Should have been, but, you know.
Finn Balor and Kevin Owens tore the house down.
Everything about it. Everything about the match from the beginning of the match. I mean, it felt like I was watching, like, New Japan, bro. Like, they gave them the Japanese traditional honor. of giving them the bouquet of flowers, and Finn Balor, of course, accepted it with him being like Japan period for the past 10 years ish, and then they give the bouquet to Kevin Owens. And what does Kevin Owens do with the fucking shit?
He does what Kevin Owens does.
And he fucking tosses the fucking shit. He didn't even care. And it was so disrespectful to the tradition.
Get this out of my
fans.
Face.
Yes. And then they, of course, they did the streamers. It was beautiful. I'm marking out. I set my motherfucking clock for 5:15, and I was up for that shit. And I was
watching
live.
I watched that a little later on. I'm not getting up at fucking 5:30 in the morning. No fucking way. Not when I'm falling asleep at 2:30.
Yeah, see, I went to sleep the previous night. Like, that's how much of a mark I am, bro. Like,
I'm like, I wake up at five.
Oh yeah, I'm like, well, I got to get up at 5:15 for wrestling, so of course I got to go to sleep early. Like, you fucking geek, Jesus.
I said, fucking tape delay for me. Don't tell me what happened.
Man. Anyway, they have a tremendous match, and Finn Balor comes away with the NXT title.
Who didn't see that one coming?
Oh, yeah.
Who didn't see that one coming?
All roads led to Tokyo and Finn Balor winning, and you could have saw that one a mile away, like the identity of the Arkham Knight. Hey, but I'm not even going to go there.
Oh, you got that far, huh?
Oh, I beat the game. I 100% that game, bro. Like,
okay,
and if you're a true, dedicated listener to the Not Just Wrestling Show, you would know that a few weeks ago, I had, like three, four weeks ago, I had traded in the garbage that was the Elder Scrolls Online to get Batman Arkham Knight. I conquered the game. It's an amazing game. Little too much Batmobile. I'll say that. It's an 8.5 out of 10. Definitely.
Can't argue with that. Can't argue with that. But GTA is still the best game on the one.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a higher rated game, though. I haven't seen. If you look at Game Informer and all that, nothing past or past. GTA is like a 9.75, so.
Yeah, GTA is. Man, don't get started. We need to dedicate a show to GTA and our come up in that fucking shit.
Yeah,
I remember
we're
walking
like
around
gangsters.
With pistols. Oh, yeah. We're fucking mob bosses now compared to what we were when we started.
Just guys running around in a t-shirt and jeans with a pistol getting freaking massacred.
And then I'm like, all right, well, I had this little gimmick to where I'm just going to keep my face covered with a mask on. So I bought the cheapest mask. I'm just running around like an asshole getting fucked up. But then 2 years later, I'm a freaking mob boss.
Yeah, and this is the longest I fucking ever played a game straight, basically.
Yeah, I would say, well, no, let me not say that. I played Skyrim for longer than this, and I played Final Fantasy VII for longer than Skyrim.
Okay, yeah, Final Fantasy VII is a classic.
Final Fantasy VII is the best game that was ever created ever in life, so that's just how that happened.
I would say Skyrim, then GTA. Because I wasn't really big on the Final Fantasy thing. I liked it, but
if you weren't a fan of the turn-based type of RPG, and there's a very Japanese feel to it. It is a Japanese game, and just the story in Final Fantasy VII is just freaking amazing, and that's what's good about it. And I was a young boy, and I grew up into this, and this is what my fucking childhood was. It was Final Fantasy VII, and I had conquered that game. So
yeah, you had
that's
that,
why
you
I always fucking,
you got the fucking disc sitting in your living room.
Oh yeah, I have
it
on
display like a trophy.
Original Final Fantasy VII disc, and I have it mounted in my living room. Fuck with me.
Yeah, I want to meet the other person or that does that, because I don't think anybody did.
I want to meet the chick that comes into my crib, sees that, and still wants to be with me. Because right next to it, I have like my little dragon. I have like a fucking Dragon Ball Z like little montage thing going on, like the other side of my shit. So I was like, all right, this guy's a bit of a geek, but you know, it's life. It's what it is. So get over it, chick.
Don't you want to meet the chick that walks into your crib and goes, holy shit, you got Final Fantasy VII?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think you will get married.
It'd be over. She's like, and especially if she knew a lot about it and just knew a lot about, like, just video games in general and just had this just kind of acceptance of me and my anime love for fucking animation and shit like that and, like, Dragon Ball Z and stuff. But I'm sounding like a real geek on this podcast. I'm really not a geek, though.
That's all good, man. That's all good.
I'm not a geek. I'm a man. I go out. I drink. I'm sexy as hell. I'm in the gym. Yeah, bro. I'm in the gym, bro. I'm doing my thing, bro.
Yeah, I'm not. I just fucking knocked down a fucking bacon and chicken Subway sandwich. I need to
stop. Let me tell you.
I need to fucking stop.
Yeah, bro, because you with them Subway sandwiches and all that bread and carbs and shit. I drove by Wendy's last night, and I was like, you know what? Fuck it. And I went into Wendy's, and I got a Baconator, and then I got the because now they have Baconator fries.
See, that's pushing it.
Yeah, that's
I love
pushing
my bacon,
it, but you want to know what happened? I pushed it into my mouth and into my stomach, and I was so happy last night.
Yeah, no, that's the thing with food. The food makes you fucking ecstatic. I mean, shit. I'll be mad all day. I'll fucking knock down a Big Mac and then walk out of down the street with a fucking smile on my face. And then
just
look in the mirror.
Fucking that nasty shit.
And then
I
look
mean,
in the mirror and go, and look in the mirror and go, what the fuck are you doing to yourself?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, everything in moderation. And that's what I'm learning with working out and trying to eat right, is that you can't just not have that slice of pizza. You can't not go to McDonald's, because if you don't, when you eventually do go, you're going to fucking overindulge. You're going to get two Big Macs and a large fry and a large Coke and just sit there like a fat ass and just like, yeah, ugh, I feel like shit now. And
that should be my new name.
In moderation.
The overindulgence kid.
The overindulgence kid and the generic dude.
Yes, sir. Just a picture of a fat dude eating a pizza.
What else we got on this shit? So Wyatt and Reigns are having a very interesting feud.
I haven't seen enough of it to. I'm just not invested in anything Roman Reigns does for some reason. Just not at all. He doesn't do it
retire.
For me at all.
Retire. Just retire, man.
He's
just
not
needs to retire. No, I know that.
He's
not
going
anywhere. That's the way we feel. He's just not. He's not very engaging. Even though he's getting better on the mic, he's just not engaging at all. I think a feud with Wyatt is what he needs, though. And Wyatt bringing pictures of his daughter in and fucking the way Wyatt's been fucking with him the past couple weeks, where Reigns had the match with, I believe it was Sheamus. And, you know, the lights go out, Wyatt comes out. Reigns is like, fuck that. He runs up the ramp and he starts whooping his ass and then pulls a wig off of the dude and realizes it's not Bray Wyatt. So he just got Reigns going crazy in his head. And it could turn out to be good for Roman Reigns. I mean, he could come out of this shit looking like a badass. But, yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, I doubt it. But, I mean, I'll go into it when the pay-per-view Battleground was in 2 weeks.
It's this, well, not tomorrow. It's the following, so it's in 8 days.
Yeah, so almost next week, 7 days.
Almost that time. Yeah, it's
I'll
gonna
sit
be
and
good.
Watch it.
I'm looking forward.
It's part of my $9.99 every month that I happily give WWE.
Oh, yeah. So,
fucking 60 every month, I'll tell you that.
Let me see. So Cena and Cesaro had
tore it down
possibly,
again.
Possibly the best match of the year. And big ups to John Cena for freaking incorporating so many different moves. And even though he didn't hit the springboard stunner very well this week, you know, there's a lot of people on the blogs and all of the IWC, he should have hit that, or he just needs to stop doing that move. It's a notch of Stone Cold, but it's not a good one. Shut the fuck up. Like, John Cena, he's fucking trying. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. Everybody
he
bitches. Everybody he wants difference from John Cena, but when he gives us difference, we bitch about it. Like, give me a break.
We don't like John Cena. He can't wrestle. I mean, the dude is improving. I mean, at fucking 38 years old, is he? Yeah, I think he's 38. 38 years old. Excuse me. 38 years old. The dude is evolving and actually improving his moveset. Give the fucking guy some credit. He's entertaining.
Because the guy knows he can't just have the regular matches that he used to with these new dudes. Like, you got people like Neville, people like Kevin Owens, Cesaro, people like Sami Zayn when he came to Raw and he did the match. These dudes have a really flashy style and they're very effective. John Cena is a smart motherfucker because he knows if he just does the quote unquote five moves of doom and it's just a regular Cena match, people are going to shit all over it. But now he got to float over into a freaking sit down powerbomb. I'm like, fucking better than Batista. Shit. Like, Cena's killing it, man.
Yes, sir. And I got, like I said, I give him, for his age, me and Cena are the same age. And for this dude to pull his move set up and come up a little bit and improve his aim. And so,
you're breaking up there, sir.
Oh, okay.
Yo, you're breaking
that
up.
That's
better. That's
that better?
A little bit better. That's a lot better, actually.
I'm trying to do
that's better.
Trying to do three
things.
I
just took another shot of Fireball. Oh, yeah, it's going to be
It's fucking 4 o'clock. By 7 o'clock, you'll be on the floor.
By 7 o'clock, I'm going to be on the floor, and then Angry Lou wants to go out later. I don't know about that.
Y'all should come to New
York. I'm going to have to, like, rejuvenate myself.
You should come to New York.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at my freaking bank account, bro, and I'm like, yeah, I got to pay some bills next week. I don't know. I might just stay in the crib and order a salad, because that's what I do now.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Shaking my head, bro.
All right, let's see. GFW released the name of their show. Their independent TV show. And drum roll, it is called Amped.
It's called, wait.
It's called what?
Amped.
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 Oh, like an amplifier.
If I had a cricket sound effect, that's exactly
what
I would hit right now. Because I'm not watching anything called Amped. I don't give a fuck who's on it.
Ladies and gentlemen, in a world of wrestling and TNA rejects, comes GFW Amped. Are you amped? No, I'm not amped at all.
No, thank you.
I don't care to see Justin Gabriel versus fucking the other dude that was in the Bullet Club, Doc Gallows or something like that. Isn't he in GFW now or something?
Yeah, they're all in. It's a bunch of them. I mean, you got some good talent there, but I mean, come up with a fucking better name than Amped.
I don't know.
That's just
I don't see it. I see it tanking real quick. It's not going to
so
be good.
WWE-ish.
Yeah, like, but that's WWE-ish on like a Saturday morning. Like,
exactly.
Make sure you tune in to WWE Amped tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Like, no.
That's the fucking show where Kofi Kingston's main eventing.
Exactly. It's Kofi Kingston versus Adam Rose, guys.
On Amped.
Only on Amped. Like, no.
Start your Saturday off right, fellas. Yeehaw.
Grab your cereal.
I'm good. What happened to fucking Saturday morning cartoons?
Shit, for me, it's Saturday morning video games and Saturday morning Jamaica.
Basically, what I do is I wake up and turn on fucking GTA on Saturday morning.
Oh yeah, man. I am such a video game head that is just what I do when I'm in my crib. When I'm in my crib, my Xbox One is on.
I got fucking Joe's playing in the background. Because I had to.
I got on Pandora and it's rather low, but it's, you know, it stays on Method Man Radio. I need Method Man Radio on all the time.
I was fiending to watch Joe's, so I bought it off fucking Amazon.
Yeah, any good movies out, bro? Before we get into the whole relationship shit that's going to...
I checked out Terminator Genesis last week, and that was really good. If you're a fan of the franchise, go see that shit. Because they took that movie and flipped it on the other side, and now you got a whole new fucking series you can run with.
So, essentially, there's going to be more of them.
Well, it has to be now, the way they did the story. They completely changed up the whole... You took the Terminator story, you flipped it, and now you have a whole new direction they're going.
Well, how... I mean, without really spoiling very, very much, like, give our listeners a quick synopsis, if you can.
Basically, it's, you know, the go back in time. Go protect someone. This was the whole setup for part one. Kyle Reese, John Connor was sending Kyle Reese back to protect his mother. And the whole premise is Kyle Reese getting in the time travel chamber and going back in time. But the timeline got flipped around a little bit. So it's like four Terminators running around. Kyle Reese is running around. Sarah Connor is the Sarah Connor from 2, basically the combat veteran chick who's protecting Kyle Reese. It's some shit. She has her own Terminator. She has her own Terminator. She named him Pops, which is Arnold. And,
okay.
It's really, but go check it out. I don't want to give too much away, but Genesis and it just shows you how at the end of the day, technology is going to fuck us in the ass.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, how everyone strives to have everything in one automation. Control this, control that. Open your garage door with your phone. Turn off the radio. Flush the toilet with your phone. At the end of the day, that's going to destroy us. And
I mean, I think if... I honestly think with the new age of technology and the access that we have to things... I mean, me working where I fucking work, and knowing the type of alarm systems that people have in their house, it's like anybody can really tap into that if you're really good at that shit. It's so the more technology you put into your life, the more susceptible you are of your privacy being completely fucking invaded.
Invaded.
Like a lot of people don't know, if you have a laptop and you have the camera on the laptop to where it's looking at, anybody can tap into that with the right equipment, whatever. I mean, they would have to know your IP address and stuff and really want to have a reason to fuck with you, but it can be done, and that's just technology. But, hey, it's the age we live in. You just got to be careful.
Exactly. Like, I ride the New York City subway every night, and it's just amazing when you look around at people. Everyone has a phone in their hand, and their head is down in their phone. Everybody. Everyone.
I'm gonna get to that. Yeah, we're gonna discuss that, and it's going to couple into the relationship thing, because one of my biggest pet peeves is if you're up in your phone and you won't get out your phone, you're just in your phone all the time, and like you just be sitting watching TV and you're with your girl chilling, and she's just in her phone looking at the different freaking sites. Oh, Media Takeout, TMZ. Oh, let's look at Bossip. Let's see all the different sites and what's going on with the celebrities who mean nothing to my life. And I'm sitting here trying to watch a freaking television show. Ugh, that hit too close to home, bro.
Yeah, I know the feeling. Like, if I have, like, company over or shit like that, the phone goes away. Like, I don't give a fuck what's going on. My focus would be on who I'm chilling with, not... I see people in the movies. Like last week, I wanted to kick this dude in the forehead who's sitting in front of me who had his phone out during a fucking movie.
Because
it's fucking irritating.
Light up and you can see it.
Yeah, and I'm reading your fucking conversation. The bitch don't want to see you. Stop texting.
She don't want you, bruh.
Yeah,
stop
I'm
trying.
Like, I'm reading the fucking conversation. Will you see me tonight? No. Why not?
Why?
No. Like, dude, stop it, okay? Give it up. Give it up, man.
Baby,
I'm
watching Terminator, and I'm going to feel
can
like
I come over?
Or when I leave here. And I want to
can I come over and terminate you?
Terminate.
She's basically telling you to fuck off in a nice way, and you're being a dick. Can I come
I'll
over,
back.
Baby? Yeah. Anyway, let's stop up. Ooh. Did you read the Vince McMahon broadcast sheet to his announced employees?
I did. Interesting
fucking
stuff
hilarious.
There. Fucking hilarious is right.
The title does not... They cannot say the title has changed hands. Remember, folks, titles do not change hands. Titles are one.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
I knew that Vince was a freaking Nazi in their ear, but I didn't think it was this freaking bad. I mean, the
they're
criteria
not performers.
That they had the problem with it.
They're not performers, and they're not wrestlers. They're entertainers.
They're entertainers. Make sure you glance into the mic, but only briefly.
Do not say world. Say global.
Yeah,
and
like
we're not
fuck global.
we're not a company. We're a brand. I couldn't do that fucking job. There's not enough money in the world for someone you're trying to talk and someone screaming in your ear.
Mick Foley had a hilarious story about when he was doing fucking commentary on SmackDown with, I believe, Michael Cole. And he was like, that Vince would just be in his ear, like, say it! Just say it!
Yes, sir. And I just couldn't do it. And if it's online, if you want to just look at, just Google WWE announcers prep sheet, and you can read, it's like 9 pages, and it's fucking hilarious, the shit these people can't say. It's fucking, do not be aware of what's going on in the world. You don't want to offend no one. If Turkey had an earthquake and you said he slammed him down and it shook the ground, people will get offended.
Yeah, like fucking for real? Really?
Exactly.
Like, why?
I mean, but what did the one guy say when he got fired the next day? They were in Colorado and he said something about Kobe and it was fucking hilarious.
Oh, we talking about Abraham Washington when he was with the Primetime Players. And he said something like something Darren Young or Titus O'Neil, they had did something to the dude and like did a move, and then he said something about something move that's worse than Kobe in a hotel room in Las Vegas or something like that. And it was like, whoa, like the crowd loved it. I loved it as a fan, but he needless to say he was fired a couple of weeks later.
And the dude lost his job the next fucking day.
Oh, the next day he did. Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah. Yes, sir. I'm trying to find the line. But then the minute he said it, fucking TMZ jumped on it. And it was like over. And he said his boy was like Kobe Bryant was okay. Because this shit is hysterical. Abraham Washington was like Titus O'Neil was like Kobe Bryant at a hotel in Colorado. Unstoppable.
Wow.
It's hilarious, and that's a great line. I'm sorry. To all you politically correct people out there, you can kiss my ass. That's a great fucking line.
Yeah, that's fucked. Like, come on. That's good shit. And then he was dope being on the side with them and, like, calling, and, like, you could hear his mic throughout the fucking arena. It was dope, but
yeah.
You shit on a good thing because you got to be fucking PC. Oh, yeah, we're a rated PG show. We don't want to offend anyone.
Make sure to walk sideways.
For all audiences, including
you don't want to offend one-legged people who can't walk.
One-legged people. And then you got the dude. What's the one-legged wrestler that Vince whooped his ass or Brock whooped his ass or something? Zach Gowen.
Brock Lesnar threw him down the fucking stairs.
What the fuck?
Which was fucking... They weren't worried about offending people then, were they?
No, they weren't. What the freak happened to the WWE to where the shit just shifted? And it's just crazy.
Nothing like throwing a one-legged man down the stairs. I mean, there's nothing like it. Crashing
like
through somebody's front window.
All because Linda wanted to freaking be like a senator of Connecticut or whatever happened. And now Vince is like, okay, well, we got to make sure that we're good for the kiddies now, too. Like, fuck you, man. To all the old hardcore fans who freaking love the Attitude Era, fuck you, Vince.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Basically, what I want to do right now, we're going to get into our main topic. But we're going to take a slight little break. We're going to take a quick little break.
Intermission, people.
Hold on one second.
Intermission. Grab your popcorn. Grab your soda. It's going to go down.
It's going to, as soon as we talk about the, let's see, one more wrestling-related topic. Basically, Roddy Piper and Steve Austin had a little beef going on. And Steve Austin got Roddy Piper basically allegedly fired from his podcast. They work for Podcast One. It's a huge podcast company. And basically everybody and their mother has a podcast on Podcast One. Jericho, Austin, Jim Ross. And Piper supposedly did a podcast where he had comedian Will Sasso, who does a funny as hell Steve Austin impression. And he had like a Fox interview with Steve Austin, and it was hilarious. Austin got mad and supposedly called the president of Podcast One. Now, you know, all of a sudden, Piper is not on Podcast One no more. And then earlier this week, he's released from his Legends contract. So that's some shit. It's a developing story, and we will have more, but it's Austin pulling power moves. That's hilarious.
If you ask me, Austin got a rattlesnake up his ass. Pull the shit out. Gather your testicles. You're Stone Cold Steve Austin, bro. People do parodies of you all the time. And why would you get Rowdy Pie? Like, you're in the business. Of all people. Like, that's what I'm saying. I could understand if it was, like, defamation of character or something like that. It was horrible. But it's just a fucking parody. Like, what's the big damn deal? So now you done took the dude off his podcast. He doesn't have a Legends contract no more. So Rowdy Piper's stock in WWE just fucking plummeted. Like, jeez, man. That's not fucking cool.
So, yeah, that story's developing. We will have more on it in the future.
Yeah,
but we're going to take a slight break right now. And then we're going to go into our main topic, which is relationships. That's what I call them. If you're out there and you want to call in, the number is 646-200-4745. As we take this short little intermission, enjoy this classic promo while we take a quick break.
Yes, sir.
Here's the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. And Dusty, your fans welcome you back, man. First of all, I would like to thank the many, many fans throughout this country that wrote cards and letters, Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream, while I was down. Secondly, I want to thank Jim Crockett Promotions for waiting and taking the time, because I know how important it was. Starrcade 85, it is to the wrestling fans, it is to Jim Crockett Promotions. And Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream, with that wait, got what I wanted. Ric Flair, the world's heavyweight champion. I don't have to say a lot more about the way I feel about Ric Flair. No respect, no honor. There is no honor among thieves in the first place. He put hard times on Dusty Rhodes and his family. You don't know what hard times are, Daddy. Hard times are when the textile workers around this country are out of work. They got four or five kids and can't pay their wages, can't buy their food. Hard times are when the auto workers are out of work and they tell them go home. And hard times are when a man has worked at a job 30 years. They give him a watch, kick him in the butt, and say, hey, a computer took your place, Daddy. That's hard times. That's hard times. And Ric Flair, you put hard times on this country by taking Dusty Rhodes out. That's hard times. And we all had hard times together. I admit I don't look like the athlete of the day supposed to look. My belly's just a little big. My hand is just a little big. But brother, I am bad and they know I'm bad. And there were two bad people. One was John Wayne, and he's dead, brother. And the other one's right here. Nature Boy Ric Flair. The world's heavyweight title belongs to these people. I'm going to reach out right now. I want you at home to know my hand is touching your hand for this gathering of the biggest body of people in this country, in this universe, all over the world. Now, reach it out. Because the love that was given me in this time, I will repay you now. Because I will be the next world's heavyweight champion on this hard time blues. Dusty Rhodes Tour 85. And Ric Flair, Nature Boy. Let me leave you with this. One way to hurt Ric Flair is to take what he cherishes more than anything in the world. That's the world's heavyweight title. I'm going to take it. I've been there twice. This time when I take it, Daddy, I'm going to take it for you. Let's get up for it. Don't let me down now, because I came back for you, for that man up there that died 10, 12 years ago and never got the opportunity to see a real world champion. And I'm proud of you, and thank God I have you. And I love you. Love you!
We are back. And that was the great Dusty Rhodes with his world-famous Hard Times promo.
Hard Times, baby.
The best promo
Hard Times.
Ever.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good one.
That's
it really was.
On.
That's passion. That's not just, all right, so I was given this script, and I'm going to go out there on this microphone and just say this script. No, that was passion. That was living through it, because you know he did. And I miss Dusty, man. It sucks.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, let's move on to our main topic of conversation today. Call in number 646-200-4745. Relationships. And I open the floor to you, sir.
Well, you leave me the floor.
Yeah. The floor, the mic, the stage, the lights are on.
I'm on this motherfucker. I mean, relationships. Huh. Like, I have a relationship with my cat. You know what I mean? Like, me and my cat are mad cool, and my cat fucking loves me, and the loyalty that it has for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the relationship I have with my dog.
It's amazing.
My dog loves me.
You know, because it's like relationships with animals, it's just so much more pure. Because the animal knows, it looks at you, I know that you have to give me A, B, and C, which is shelter, water, and food. And when you give it to the animal, it's like, okay, thank you. I fucking love you. But see, now you transition that over into the relationship us men have with women. And we try to give them everything that we can. And sometimes it's just not good enough still. I know people with stories, bro, fucking stories of men who have worked and they have provided homes, and they have, you know, given their wives everything that they can, beautiful weddings, beautiful vacations, all of this, just to freaking find out that she's not so, you know what I mean, just, there's always some bullshit going on, and
always.
She's stepping
always.
Out, or just arguing with you, and it's like, God damn it, us as men, we like to work, provide the bacon, come home,
get the bacon.
Bacon on a plate, and then we want to go to sleep, and that's it. But sometimes women don't just understand that, and it's like, and that's when conflict comes in. As a man, sometimes we just like to be left the fuck alone, to just do what we want to do as a man. Watch our fucking TV. I've had a long fucking day. Why the fuck are you in my face? Why are you screaming in my ear? Why are my hands around your neck now? Why am I behind bars?
Why are you dead?
Why are you dead? Why are you standing above my grave with flowers? Now I'm looking down at you. Why are you fucking somebody else?
Yeah,
I'm going to haunt you for the rest of your life.
You know you're in a shitty relationship when you're on vacation and your significant other's standing there looking over the ledge of a beautiful cruise ship, and you think to yourself, if I flip her over that rail, no one's going to see.
No one's going to know.
No one's going to know. Just me in the water.
She's gonna fall, and she's most likely gonna die very soon.
That's how you know you're in a fucking phenomenal relationship, when you're standing there going, are there any cameras here?
You look around, you assess the situation, you become
and then
fucking
you say,
solid snake.
No good. I'll fucking, it'll be on fucking spotlight, it'll be a hidden fucking camera reality show. You're here, look at you. Oh shit, you just threw her over.
But let's not focus solely on the negative, because relationships can be a beautiful thing. The love that a man and a woman shares is bar none. There's no other type of feeling that you can have from sitting across your couch or sitting across the table or just looking into the eyes of the person that you love and knowing that they love you back.
It's a beautiful thing. It's just everything else that goes into the makeup of a relationship. And okay, well, I have to accept your flaws. You have to accept my flaws. Okay, well, I fucked up. All right, well, you fucked up. Well, I'm still mad at you for when you fucked up before. You're still mad at me for when, and then it constantly gets brought up. And then that's the multitude of fights that are happening in relationships.
He's like, I'm mad at you because you fucked up when you were 16 years old. Bitch, I didn't know you when I was 16.
I'm mad at you for what you did 4 years ago, you bastard. It's like, hi, I'm a different person.
Okay,
no.
Get over it already. Fucking move on.
Like I said, it's not all negative, and I cannot sit here and speak all negative. I mean, the generic dude was in a relationship. I've had a relationship before to where I was with someone every single day, and I mean, I love the girl. She loves me back. Sometimes just things happen, and disagreements happen, and fucking the shit implodes. And that's the thing. It's hard to find someone that you're truly compatible with, that you can truly get over big hurdles with, and just move on and from the bullshit and stay together. You guys are going to get married, blah, blah, blah. Because like I said, a lot of people, they get married too quick, way too motherfucking quick. And then you want to know what happens. A couple of months later, it's like, what the fuck did we do? Like, and now it's so forever, and I don't like you, and now we have to get a divorce.
Look at my phenomenal marriage lasted 8 months. What's that tell you? So, 8 months.
Eight months, bro. Like, in days, like, eight times 30, I mean, now we're thinking mathematically, but does that even crack 1,000 days that you're with the chick?
Mine was too fast. Mine moved way too fast into marriage, and it was just like, and then when you're getting married and you're standing in the church going, what the fuck are you doing? You're like, you're here, you can't turn around and run because it's fucking a lot of people staring at you, and you're like, fuck. And then you're laying at night in your bed, looking up at the sky, and looking up at the ceiling, and going, you're a fucking idiot.
I mean, it's just, you can't rush into things. You have to feel the person out. When relationships first start, they're fucking beautiful. Oh my God, you're fucking beautiful. Oh my God, you're fucking handsome. And let's fucking go out. Oh my God, the way that you laugh is so funny. But it's like a couple fucking months later, a few months later, a couple years later, it's just like I can't stand your laugh anymore.
And you're like, eh. Yeah, trust me. I know what you're saying. We got a caller on the line. Let's see what they can add to this situation.
Ring, ring, motherfucker.
You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Who is this? This is the generic dude's sister.
Oh,
shit. Wait a minute. This is now.
Oh, shit is right. You're talking real talk? What's going on here? How y'all doing?
We good. We good.
Nice to see you guys doing big things.
Yes. Well, the sister of the generic dude, we have to ask you, relationships, what do you think about relationships and what have you learned in your life about them and how to properly keep one flourishing and growing?
Very interesting. I think a lot about relationships. I've been in quite a few. Some that have lasted a very long time, some that have been short-lived. I've learned a lot throughout my relationships. What do I feel about relationships? I, as a woman, like to be in relationships. I think there's a sense of comfort and some companionship and love and all that good, great stuff. But at the same time, there's a lot that comes with relationships.
But how is it that you know when you're lying in bed at night and you're next to this person and it's been a certain amount of time, how do you know that this person is truly the one for you? Like you look at them because
a lot of people talk about love at first sight. A lot of people think, all right, well, you know what, you go through relationships, and it's like, what, how do you know when you're looking inside of the eyeballs of the man, sister, of the generic dude, when you're looking into his eyeballs, how do you know that, holy shit, this is the one?
How do you know this is the one? I mean, I don't know. I'm still currently looking for that situation to happen. I'm currently seeing someone, so I guess when you're looking in the eyes of that person, yes, you get that sense of, like, of security, and it feels good. I guess it's just a matter of how long things last. In my past relationships, you could only say that I felt a certain kind of way laying next to that person every day and looking into that person's eyes and thinking that that was the one, but when you have issues and problems and things that come along and you end up not with that person anymore, obviously that person wasn't for you. So when that next person comes along, I kind of am trying to take different things that I know didn't work in my past and try to put it towards the person that I'm dealing with now to try to see if, you know, that'll work. I mean, it feels good. You can't necessarily say, I mean, when you're in the moment and you're laying there with that person and whatever, it's going to feel good. It's going to feel nice. But I was listening to you guys talk a little earlier, and I know we all say, like, you know, damn, I'm a few years later, you're going to be tired of seeing that person or tired of hearing them laugh or tired of hearing them talk.
Bingo.
I mean, saying stuff like that. But, I mean, I think it all depends on the relationship that you have with that person. If that person is the one, maybe you're not going to feel that way. You know what I mean? Like, maybe years that'll come, you'll still look at that person in the face and think that they're still as beautiful and their laugh is still as funny and they're, you know, whatever. So, but we're talking, I don't know, I'm single, you're single. At least I know the generic dude is right now currently. I don't know what your situation is.
No, I'm not.
Yeah,
but, you know, for us to say that, I mean, that's kind of, we haven't had that yet, obviously, because things haven't lasted in power.
So I have a question. So what you're saying to me is this. So you admit that you have a boyfriend.
I don't currently say that he's my boyfriend. We have been seeing each other for about 6 months now.
I want his social security number. I not only want his social security number, I want his address. I want his cell phone number. I'm going to keep tabs on this guy to make sure that he doesn't mess with your heart, because you are my sister, and I will have to cut him.
Okay, listen, I mean, you can cut him right now and ask him the question yourself, because you're on speakerphone and he's standing right next to me.
hey, man, so,
spot,
you know, we cool, bruh. I mean, I'm just playing.
I want his social security number.
It's all for show.
I want his address. That's funny.
It's just for the radio show, guys. That's it.
I'm listening. It's all
like
good.
You like me to mute you?
What did you say?
I can mute him, you know. Next time, I can edit his questioning out.
But I mean, we and this is exactly what we need. We need opinions, and we need the insight from people who have been in relationships, who know what relationships are, who have had failed relationships, who are trying to build up new relationships. This is what the podcast is about. This is what the episode is about.
The issue with me is I'm so set in my ways that I can't be changed, and I'm not willing to change. I was about to say that.
You mean you're not willing to change? Because saying you can't change isn't necessarily.
No, I know I can't. I know I can if I tried. I know how I am. I wouldn't say I'm damaged goods, but I'm a mess. I'm a complete mess.
You are.
Hey man, you've been through it, man.
I was about to say your
marriage.
Past relationship made you that way.
Oh yeah, pretty much. I've been through it all.
Okay, so you have...
Relationships can turn somebody crazy. Relationships can make a man do crazy things.
They can. I mean, they definitely put your guard up when it comes to the next time around. You know what I mean? Like, I can definitely
admit
that.
I got the Berlin Wall up right now.
Goddamn Great Wall of China.
Yeah, I got guards on that side that'll just shoot you if you put your pinky toe across the border.
I'm so sorry to hear that seems damaged.
You see, one thing about relationships that I mean, you gotta grow. You gotta get out the rut. You know what I mean? You just gotta do you. But I would definitely say this one thing right now. With relationships, if a man fucks up in a relationship, the girl usually goes to him. You know what I mean? Oh, you motherfucker, and just goes to town. Because females are emotional creatures. They get upset and they will attack you. That's what females do. What a man does when a female fucks up is he goes to the liquor store and he fucks himself up. And then we end up damn near having alcohol poisoning, and we're shaking on our couches because we don't know what to do, because we love you guys. We love you with everything that we could possibly have, but as a man, there's only so much that we can take, and since we can't just ball up our fists and just knock you guys out like Mike Tyson, we go ahead and we knock ourselves out with the liquor bottle. It's horrible, and it's hard
you
to
knock yourself out with the liquor bottle, but here from a woman's perspective, I'm asking, but the whole scenario started with you by saying the man fucked up and did something. Okay, so if he messed up and he did something, like what exactly did we do here to get to the situation where the female is actually?
No, what I'm saying is that if a man says,
and now you
say,
mad because she
I'll
mad.
I'll give you a perfect example. Say a man and woman in relationship, the man cheats, the girl. Automatically, the girl, she's going to get mad and she's going to want to go for his throat. That is just the way that it is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if say a female cheats.
Okay.
And say that it's some fucked up shit, okay? And you're not going to haul off and hit her. You're going to drown in your fucking sorrow. Because that's what men do.
You guys are equally emotional creatures, trust me. Because if a woman cheats on a man, the world has ended. But if a man cheats on a woman, it's almost like it's expected. And that's not necessary. Like, and then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, my God, I can't believe she did this to me. Like, the whole world has come to an end when it comes to a female doing wrong. But if a man does wrong, then next thing you know, like, you know, they begging at your doorstep and you think that you're supposed to open up the door and say, okay, boom, I understand. You're a man. Shit happens, you know. Not all men, you know, all men cheat. That's the whole, like, you know, scenario. I don't necessarily think that way, but, you know, that's how a lot of women think.
Some men, most men are more forgiving than women, though. I'll tell you that shit.
You think so?
Yeah.
Maybe because that doesn't
I've done
happen.
Shit with my daughter's mother, for instance. She's done shit to me, and I let it go. I forgave her time and time again. I did one fucking thing, and we haven't been together since 2004, and she still brings the shit up.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, we got another caller here. Let's see what they got to add to this. You're on. Who's this?
Hello?
You're on. Who's this?
This is Mr. Woody from New Jersey.
Mr.
Woody.
Mr. Woody. From New Jersey. What do you got to say, sir?
Sure would. Fuck relationships, man.
Yes, sir.
You know, fuck relationships, really? Wow.
Yes, sir.
Fuck women.
I agree.
No, well, I'm calling you guys just because I'm going through a rough time myself. And just like the generic dude was explaining, you know, how guys, you know, they break their backs for their significant other to only get stabbed in the back. And I personally has had that done, and
so have I.
Yeah, fuck female, fuck relationship.
It's got to be hard. I can't even begin to think about what it's like to give your all to someone and just have them completely disregard you. It's got to be a horrible feeling, but this is what it's about, man. We have to put it all out, and this is why we have this podcast, sir.
Yes, indeed.
No, you're right. Yeah. And you know what? I honestly, I think that when it comes to relationships and them lasting, I think it's all a part of trial and error. I mean, talking about relationships and talking about marriages and talking about people are so quick now, and I know this is going so far-fetched. But people are so quick to get divorces now. But I look at relationships and I feel like they don't, the whole gist of marriage is, you know, for better or for worse. I mean, obviously, if a person is continually, you know, cheating on you and abusing the relationship in itself, then yes, okay, fine, that's, you know, reason for a divorce. But now, 8 months later, 10 months later, a year later, people are married and divorced that quick for without even trying to work things out. If you're supposed to be married for the rest of your life, so they say, then 1 or 2 bad years, a year bad whatever, is really just trial and error in making your relationship perfect or right.
I agree with that,
but
she's
my experience.
Really hot.
Yeah. And it happens. I'm not saying that shit like that does not happen. I'm sure sometimes you get into something that you think that is supposed to be all right for you, and then in the end it's not. And there's always an exception. So don't always put the blame on yourself. I know you say you get the Berlin Wall up, but it happens. Stuff like that happens.
This next call coming in is going to be very entertaining. So,
we got called.
You're on.
Hey, what's going on? I'm loving it. I'm loving the topic, guys. I'm loving the topic.
It's the angry Lou.
Oh, what's going on? I kind of agree with our dude that called in before me. Fuck the relationship, as MMM would say. But
I knew Eminem said that shit. I'm on a roll.
Yeah. I'm like, maybe the problem is from the gate, it becomes a relationship too quick.
Yeah,
I'm thinking maybe it goes more to the part of, I'm going to speak from my perspective as a dude. Initially, when you first meet, you're not thinking about marriage and all of this, that, and the third. You found someone that's cool. You're kicking it with them. The buns is good. You're having fun. Everything is cool. Usually the way it turns into the relationship is when the female shows that she has her feelings on her sleeve, and now since you are liking the good thing that you're dealing with, you just give in to her shit and you try to give it a try. That's from my perspective. Maybe that shit needs to stop. And everything has to get checked at the door, and they have to prove that they're worthy of even entertaining the ring.
How does while we're on that topic, when it comes to wedding rings, when it comes to being engaged and setting up a marriage, and this is something that's supposed to be so final and so definitive in your life, and this is the person I'm going to be with, what type of qualities does Henry Lou, I'm asking you, what type of qualities does a female need to show, in your opinion, for you to go ahead and make that decision? This is going to be the person that I'm going to lay down, and she's going to be the only person who enjoys my penis for the rest of my life.
Well, that is, my opinion is kind of warped, because I think every chick is crazy, and it's basically what level of craziness are you willing to accept. And they could say the same thing as far as for dudes, because there's mad crazy. It's a fucked up world. You have mad crazy people. So
you got that right.
Of craziness are you willing to accept and deal with and know this is the craziness that you can stomach for whatever years you plan on moving forward?
That's very
true. And I
mean,
there's levels to it. Yeah, go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, no, I when I look back on when I got engaged and married, I'm just like, I don't even know why I did it. To be completely honest, I guess the whole thing of not wanting to be alone, but it's just I was in the church standing there. Like, my best man had to get twisted to even be there. The dude couldn't even stand up in church. So it's like, I'm looking at him. One of my groomsmen didn't show up because he didn't want me to do it. So it's like all these things around me, and it's like, fuck. And then hearing my mother going, you sure you want to do this? You sure you're making the right choice? And it's just like, and then at the end of that night, I'm laying there going,
that's why
what the fuck did I do?
It's probably best. I don't know, man. I know shorties don't like it and stuff like that, but if y'all got to just be fuck partners for 2 years so you can start seeing the demons and all of that good stuff like that and knowing if you want to deal with it, you got to find out if you got a rider that could deal with that. And if not, I mean, me, myself, personally, I don't have time to entertain the playing the game and then getting into the relationship, getting emotionally invested, and then the next thing you know, it's less than 5 years later, and it's a, you know what I'm saying? I don't have that. So if they're not with the really getting to fill out each other time frame, which there has to be some type of time frame, and it's not a quick time frame because everybody puts on their representative for a good couple of months.
Oh, yep. Of course, of course.
So I really think that's where the game is going to have to start changing. But you got these freaking fuckboys that be out there and they bend over backwards and do everything for these chicks because they ain't never seen nothing or dealt with nothing like that in their life, and they give them the fucking advantage. That's why we are where we are.
Well, I basically call them the sucker for love ass cats. And
sucker
I know quite a few. And it's just like, I just can't.
I mean, it goes back to what I was saying. Like, I'm glad you said what you just said, Angry Lou, because just before I was saying, when you first start a relationship and you get into one with a female, and it's just like, oh, my God, you're so fucking beautiful. And, like, look at your face. Look at your, you know I mean, your ass. And the way that you look is amazing. And, oh, man, you fucking like basketball, word. So we can fucking talk about that. And holy shit, don't tell me you're a fucking Yankee fan. And don't sit on this couch and act like you like Street Fighter. But then it's like a couple of months go by. And then that Street Fighter just becomes boring, probably because she was trying to please you in the beginning.
Exactly.
And then the demon comes out. Per Finn Balor, the demon comes out. And then now you got to deal with, okay, well, she doesn't like when I do this too long. Okay, she doesn't like if I don't go out with her when she wants to do this. Okay, she doesn't like if I come home at this time when I was out with just my boys. Or whatever the case may be, I'm talking generally. And that's when you really find out who the person really is. And then it goes into jumping into a marriage. And you get into a marriage. And then now it's like, who the fuck am I with? What am I doing? Mr. Pete. I feel
yep,
your pain.
Exactly.
Bro.
Exactly. And you're like, what? And it's just, it becomes a mess, and then you're stuck in that mess. And it takes longer to clean the mess up than you were in the mess.
Yep.
And here's, I like I said before, I don't want to sit here and have this whole entire topic be negative about relationships, because that's not how it is all the time. When you find the one and you guys connect, there's nothing fucking better. Like you enjoy the same things, and you laugh about the same things, you have the same humor, the same intellect, and it could just be great. And relation, like, I'm so happy for the people who are out there who've been married for years. But you really sit back and look at it, the people who've been married for years are the people from the older generation.
Yeah, people in our generation don't stay married.
No, in our generation, it's like the sexes are at a constant war for whatever reason.
Yes, it's just one thing after the other.
Sexes.
We got another caller here. Let's see what they got to say. All right. I seen you've been holding. I'm sorry. Now you're live.
Yes, great show. Relationship.
Thank you.
I think everybody has problem with relationship. That is the thing that destroys a lot of men and a lot of women. But maybe we have to have, because I'm hearing everybody talking, maybe the solution is to have very low tolerance for men and women, period. We have too much high tolerance. I'm hearing people saying we got to accept things. No, you don't. No, you don't. Maybe we should all, men and women, say, you know what? If you're going to be in a relationship and you fuck up, when you do one time you fuck up, you're gone. I don't have time for drama.
Yeah,
that's basically how I am now.
It's like,
no,
one, two,
it's not
three,
I am now. It's forcing both people to say, I don't fuck up, period. If I fuck up, I lose the man or I lose the women, period. Because let's say, for a perfect example, when you're in a job and you fuck up, you could be gone just like that. How come in a relationship we don't have that standard?
Yeah, relationship should be looked at as a job, because that is what
it should
it
be
is
looked
at
exactly like a job. It should be looked at that you come with my 100%, I expect you to be 100%. I expect you to treat me better than your own boss. If you have a partner, a man or a woman, who's treating his boss better than you, you're not in a relationship. I'm supposed to be the most the person that you love the most after yourself.
Yeah.
And you're treating me like crap, men or women? No.
Well, caller, here's a question that I pose to you, caller. Because when you're in constant relationships and you try to give everything that you can and you have low tolerance and the relationship after relationship after relationship fails, don't you think that eventually you start developing a negative aspect
on what
a relationship really is?
Because first of all, if you have low tolerance, you're not going to accept drama. If you have low tolerance, you're not going to put yourself down. If you have low tolerance, you're going to expect that person and say, you know what, I'm bringing my A game. You have to bring your A game every day. If you have low tolerance, you're saying to yourself, I know what I'm worth. I know what I could do to you. I know what I can do in every day. I expect the same and no excuse. Because there's too many excuses. There's too many things that I'm hearing. We got to compromise. We got to do. No, you don't. No, you don't. Because if people really love you and care about you, they will find a way to say, you know what, I cannot treat this person like this. Don't you know, we all know men and women that are, there's some people that we know that when we are with those person, they will never treat us badly, ever. Will they make mistakes? Yes, they'll apologize, but they'll never treat us as crap. When it comes to relationship, I hear people going in relationship for 2 years, loving each other, and then next thing you know, almost divorced, and they hate each other, and they're calling their name. You're supposed to love each other?
Yeah, I've been there.
This is love? This is love?
I've been down that road, get called every name in the book. And then
so
2 weeks ago,
everything was great, and now, next thing you know, you're breaking my television, and I'm breaking your phone because
the only reason that it's happening is because everybody that I'm hearing say we got to be patient. No, you don't. You got to say to the person, you do it once, you're gone. You disrespect me, you're gone. Period. And too many people are scared of being alone. If you are scared of being alone, you will never work with relationship.
Exactly.
Because you will stay in a relationship no matter what because you don't want to be alone. If you can't even live with yourself, what are you doing to be in a relationship with somebody?
Yeah, because basically that's the point I'm at. Like, I just have zero tolerance for anything. And it's just like, I don't care. I don't do drama. I'll walk away. I don't care. I have a very good talent of just detaching myself completely from anyone and not looking back. And it took years to develop
this. That's not what we want to do. That's not where we want to be. But unfortunately, that's where we end up being when we tolerate so much, and then we push ourselves to a breaking point to where you sit back and you look at yourself and you're like, I'm not this fucking person. I'm not the type of person that breaks somebody's property. I'm not the type of person that puts my hands on somebody. But you get pushed to this level because you want to be accepted. You want to be loved. We don't want to be alone. And you settle, and it's horrible.
All those things that you're saying, it is your own problem if you're settling. It is your own problem if you are doing this. You got to take responsibility and really look at yourself and say, why did I settle? Why should you settle in this world? Let's be honest. You got one life to live, people. Not two, one. Shouldn't you have the best life that you need to deserve? Every one of you deserve the best life. Every one of you. Shouldn't you go get it?
Absolutely.
Period. So when you're saying settling, you need to look at yourself. Why? Why should you settle? Don't you think you're worth it? Don't you think you're a winner? Don't you think you got something to bring? Don't you think? And if you don't, do something about it.
That's a great point. And
gotta keep yourself happy.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for that call. It was a very insightful call. Thank you for the call. Looks like that area code was Canada. I didn't get his name, but thank you for calling in and giving your insight.
Canada calling in, motherfucker. We international.
We're international.
You guys are smoking, man. You guys are smoking, man.
We're global.
Smoking.
We're international. We're global. Global.
Yes, global. Make sure that you use the correct words.
Terminology, global. Damn it. Yeah, back to that. But like I said, I have a wonderful talent of detachment. I can completely and utterly detach myself from anyone and anything at any time and not give a fuck.
I thought we have that same talent, my brother. I sadly have that same talent, but that just comes from, it comes from just being sick of the bullshit. And when you see the bullshit coming again, you just don't even entertain it at all.
Exactly. It took years to do, but you know what? I'm good with it.
Yeah.
And it's just, to me, this is the way I know how to live. I don't like drama. I don't like fighting. I don't like anything like that. And it's just like, you know what? When things get too hot, sometimes you got to, like they said in the movie Heat, don't make any attachments that you can't walk out of in 30 seconds when you feel the heat around the corner. And that's
when
the way
I
live.
When you feel the heat around the corner, all right? That's
live,
a Robert De Niro line right there.
Yes,
let them know.
Yes, it was. Don't make any attachments. Don't do nothing.
Don't do nothing, all right? You sit back and you wait for it. That's it.
And this was a fucking great show today.
Oh, absolutely. This is what it's about. And we're not just wrestling fans, damn it. We have lives. And
yes,
we do things. And relationships, it's a big part of our, of being a fucking human being. You
and we don't hold back.
Somebody. No. Oh, no. Us, we don't hold
and
back.
And remind me to tell you the reason why I'm a fucking Republican now, damn it.
You're a Republican now? Wait, hold on.
I am a Republican.
So you could, wait, do you support the Confederate flag?
No, I'm not that kind of Republican.
No, all right. Well, thank God. Okay.
I'm not that kind of fucking Republican, but it's some shit I read in the fucking paper the other day that fucking pissed me off. I mean, I'm all for people's rights. I'm all for that. Fist in the air. But they're trying to remove the term husband and wife.
What?
And they're trying to remove the term husband and wife. They want to refer to married couples now instead of husband and wife. Married couple? Yeah, get the fuck out of here. I'm sorry. I understand, to each his own. I don't give a fuck what you do in your personal life. But come on now. Leave shit alone.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy right there.
Yeah,
that's kind of crazy right there. So then the next step is you're just going to stop saying man and woman. You're going to just start saying humans.
Person.
Union.
Like,
exactly.
I don't get that. Whatever. There's no sexist or nothing between.
Yeah, that's why I
said
I don't.
That's bugged out.
That's why I'm like, you know, to each his own with whatever they do, but leave fucking things alone. This is the way it's always been. Leave it be. Leave it be.
Yeah, that's crazy.
There's a lot of
that's
people
crazy.
In this. There's shit going on in this country that it's like, what the fuck? I mean, now with the same-sex marriage being legalized, me personally, I don't necessarily have a problem if someone wants to be happy with someone else. Who the fuck am I to say anything about that? Now
I don't care
I know
about that.
I don't really care exactly. Now I do know people. I know people that are gay and they want to get married, but they couldn't, and now they can, and they're happy as a pig in shit. Who am I to say, well, that's wrong? But you know, of course, you have Christians out there who follow their faith, and they're completely against it. And now with, okay, well, let's get rid of husband and wife. It probably turns, like, ties into something that has to do with the same-sex shit. Because you can't say husband and wife for that, unless the dude's a transgender. But then can you really call him a female? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's too much shit going.
That's kind of crazy, man. That's kind of crazy.
That's another time and another topic. And you have to walk on eggshells because remember, folks, you don't want to offend nobody. Remember,
I don't want to offend nobody.
You don't
want to
do that. You don't want to do that. Not in this world today. You don't want to offend nobody. Walk on eggshells.
I mean, at the end of the day, like you said, I don't really give a fuck what anybody else does. Like, if I'm dealing with my situation, I look at a gay couple's relationship the same way I look at you and your lady's relationship. I don't care about it because it doesn't affect me. I hope
exactly.
that you're having a good time and everything is well, but whatever happens between y'all, I'm not thinking about that. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Just leave shit be.
Killing the terminology husband and wife, that's overboard.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah,
that's some shit that's been instilled in my head, like that terminology forever. So how are you just like, what? So wait a minute.
Yeah, they
so
want with schools.
When someone gets married and
couple.
Yeah, okay, so the priest is supposed to say,
like, do you, I now pronounce you a married couple.
Yes.
You may now kiss your person.
Married person.
That's ridiculous.
You know what's funny? It's going to happen. You know it. I know it. We all know
I don't think the churches are going to let that happen.
Yeah.
I don't think the churches are going to let that happen.
Churches bow to pressure, too.
Oh, America. Yeah. This country we live in. Police brutality and gay marriage, and we're not husband and wife anymore.
And Obama,
you're my married spouse.
Obama sneaking new trade proposals in without telling the public while everybody's all up in arms about the Confederate flag. A new trade proposal kicks in, and it's been passed into law. And there you go. Look it up. It's called the TPP. I'm not getting into it, but Google it and learn yourself.
Yeah, I'm not an extremely political person, and I probably care not to judge the doings and not doings of the president. All I know is this: when I go to the motherfucking gas station, $20 almost fills up my car. So Obama's doing something right with something. I mean,
yeah, everybody, they're all happy right now.
A lot of people complain about Obama, and oh well, you know, he. I don't even really know what he's done wrong. Maybe because I've only been exposed to the good that he's done, you know, with Obamacare and with what he's done with gas prices and stuff. And there's probably a whole shit ton more. But I'm not a political person, so I wouldn't know. But I don't necessarily know about a Republican president next year, but we'll see. Completely different topic.
Remember, it's just a face.
It's just a face. It's America the machine.
Exactly.
And whatever is going to happen, that's already put in place, and they have plans for the next 10 to 20 years. Believe that.
Yep.
Oh, I'm
so
sure.
So on that note, we're going to end this show. It was a great show. Thank you to all the callers. Thank you to the listeners.
Thank you.
We'll be here next Saturday at 4 o'clock, and we are out. Thank you so much for listening. I am Mr. Pete. And we got
I am the generic dude.
And the super guest, the greatest guest, Lou, is there as well. And we are out. We're going to let Gangstar take us away again. And we will see you next Saturday at 4. Peace out, folks.
Peace in a week.
Strangely enough, I've been struck, affected by her smile. I know her style is worthwhile. And knowing that I'm deep like a river, I feel I should give her things that those others can't deliver. Contrary to what I had wished, it seems that I've been dissed. But hey, I don't want to miss this wonderful opportunity. My boys, they try schooling me. But see, I know what I want. Someone who'll be there for the whole nine. This honey is so fine. But now she's hung up the line. Upset because I told her I'm busy. She made like a grizzly and started chewing my head off. Screaming that I spend more time with friends. And also, she said I ruined her weekend. I said I know the stuff we had planned, but please understand. Right now I'm lounging with my man. I guess I didn't realize I'd hurt her. She said I had the nerve to just neglect her like that. Then she started bringing up past things, and she kept asking, how come our love isn't lasting? I said, hey baby, please calm down, cause I'm still around, and it's for you that my heart pounds. Can I call you later on? You say I treat you wrong, but why you flipping on me? She said something else and then clicked. Left me alone on the phone with the tone, and now I'm loving you. Relationships can grip with the pain. Arguments in the crib, in the streets, on the train. I'm crazy fed, but then still. When she ain't there, I feel sad, I feel ill. Frowning cause I'm down in the dumps. The other night I took her out so she could shake her rump. But after we were there for a few, some girls that I knew stepped up and asked me to come to a party they were having at their house. I looked at my girl, and yo, she started walking out. I said, hey love, just wait for a second, and won't you just check it? It's all a part of making records. Those were just some friends in the business. No need to get angry. So listen up while I kick it. And what about the things we discussed about having trust? What's all this attitude stuff? Now, hun, you know that I wouldn't play you. But time after time, you let your jealousy sway you. Hey, don't you turn your back like that. Come on, this is whack. you're heated up like a thermostat. Then she stepped off in a whirlwind, and I don't know when or if I'm gonna see her again. I could've sworn she was the right one to pick, but now, man, I'm just